The 90-Second Naturalist.
Hi there, I'm Thane Maynard. Early bats could fly, but they probably had trouble knowing where they were going. Scientists have discovered the skeleton of the most primitive bat ever known. It had functioning wings, but no ability to perceive space through echoes as modern bats do. Unearthed in Wyoming, the near-complete fossilized skeleton dates from the early Eocene epoch, about 52.5 million years ago. The shape of its skull indicates that the flying mammal lacked the ability to echolocate, that is, to judge distance and direction by sending out a call and analyzing the way it echoes back. The discovery is significant because it helps to settle a long-standing scientific question. Which came first, echolocation or flight? Now there's strong support for the flight-first hypothesis because we actually have a primitive bat that could fly but lacks the features involved in echolocation. The primitive bats probably had to rely on vision, smell, and regular hearing to navigate and hunt. The shape of its limb bones indicate that this creature may have been an agile climber with the ability to climb trees and hang from branches.
The 90-Second Naturalist is a production of Cincinnati Public Radio and is supported by the Angel Fund, the Cincinnati Zoo's program to save captive and wild cheetahs.